Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mike Florio is back with us, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist. Mike, also brought to you by JP Roofing & Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, have you ever made a long drive with a little kid in the car?
Yes.
Any advice besides leave early while the kid is sleeping?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Make sure that the kid is constantly occupied with something. Back when we did it, when my son was two, we went to Disney World.
Oh, God.
And we actually bought a small TV VCR combo so he could watch movies on the old VCR tapes. That's how long ago it was, to keep him occupied in the car. Leave early, let him sleep, and when he's awake, make sure there's stuff he can watch the whole way. That's the key.
Mike, I want to also bring up, before we get into the football stuff, on Father's Day, my wife and daughter wanted to go down to Ogilby. We like it down there a lot in Wheeling. We had no idea that you guys got pounded the way that you did by those storms. We're driving around and everything's closed. I knew it was bad when Sheetz wasn't open. I'm like, oh my God, if this place said we can't do business right now. And so we've seen pictures on the news up here in Pittsburgh. I hope everything's okay with your family and friends, because it was just sad to see the amount of devastation. I have no idea how that happened there. It was just wild.
Well, we live in Bridgeport now. I grew up in Wheeling where it all happened.
Yeah.
But in Bridgeport, it was nothing. I woke up Sunday and I started to see images of the flooding in Wheeling. It's like, what in the world is going on here? And actually, one of my friends that I've known 50 years, his car was in the shop in one of the areas that got hit, and his car got washed away and totaled. So,
man,
a lot of damage, 7 deaths, and there was still at least one person who was missing. Just incredible how quickly the water rose, and it was 3 to 4 inches of rain in 40 minutes. Just horrible. The road up to Ogilby, Route 88 there, that got hit. A lot of areas got hit with that torrential downpour, flash flooding. Terrifying how powerful water can be.
TJ Watt. So we know he's not there. We've got Micah Parsons talking now about his deal. Do you think there's a chance that Watt wants to be last because it drives up the price if Hendrickson and or Parsons get paid before he does?
Absolutely. There's benefit now to the player in letting others go first. And one guy that I'd forgotten about is Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions. He's in line for a second contract. Now, he's coming off of a serious leg injury, but he's
good
checked
call.
All the boxes, and
yep,
he's in line. So any of these guys, it pays to go after the ones who are already getting paid, but you want to get your deal done before you put yourself in any type of harm's way. So the drop-dead deadline for all of them should be week one, but there may be some hesitation among the agents because they can be very competitive. I'm going to do my deal, and then I'm going to get leapfrogged by the next guy. That's a very real concern, and I think the longer the TJ waits at this point, the better for him. Same as Micah, to a lesser extent with Trey Hendrickson, because he's not going to come in top of the market, but still, go ahead and let the top of the market go as high as it'll get, and that gives you a chance to come even higher than you would have been.
There was a report in The Athletic on Browns practice that said that among the quarterbacks there throwing in shorts and a t-shirt, that Kenny Pickett was, quote, pretty unremarkable. Mike, I know you wrote this week, you think there's actually a chance that he could be the odd man out and get traded again a third time in 4 years.
Well, think about how this all came to be. Early in the offseason, the first move the Browns made when they had nothing at quarterback was to trade Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a quarterback they drafted out of UCLA in round 5 a couple of years ago, for Kenny Pickett. He was the safety school. He was the placeholder. Everything after that, I think you could argue, supplants him. They add Joe Flacco. They draft two guys. And they're putting out the idea now. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com had the story recently that they might carry 4 on the 53-man roster all the way through the end of the season. I don't buy that. I think they're trying to build some leverage, so they can move one of these guys. They're not going to trade the two rookies. They want to see which one of those guys can become the future. Flacco's the fan favorite, who doesn't need a lot of practice reps to be ready to go. Pickett, to me, has always been the most obvious choice to be traded before training camp. I think they'd like to do it. And one of the ways you maximize your value is to create the impression you don't want to trade him.
Mike, how long have you been with NBC now?
16 years as of July 1.
Okay, I want to see if you can help us with an internal issue here. Big time, massive conflict at our radio station. So, and you're a lawyer too, so this is perfect. So on Sunday, I don't know if you were watching the U.S. Open. They did a big dramatic open to the tournament, the final round. It's played in Pittsburgh, where this is where the steel industry was. You got to be tough. You got to be rough. You got to be blue collar to win at Oakmont. And they have Michael Keaton narrate this. But before Michael Keaton starts his narration, they had a theatrical presentation where an actor was dressed up like a steel worker, gets into his car, going to work in the morning, and turns on the radio, and it's our radio station. Now, the first voice, the first voice you're going to hear is someone who works here. I'm going to play it for you quick.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
And then Keaton gets into it. So now I'm going to give you more story. That voice is a producer from our morning show who also does a pre-show from 5 to 5:40. Now, this is where you come in. There's an allegation that's been made that NBC emailed him for audio to start that segment, and instead of going to get the host saying the station name, he went and got his own voice to do it because he wanted his 15 minutes of fame on the U.S. Open broadcast in front of Michael Keaton. His defense has been NBC just did this on its own. They didn't email me for audio. Mike, I find that very hard to believe that somebody at NBC would just comb through our radio station hours of audio to find an exact clip like that and not use a resource here like a producer. You've worked for NBC for almost two decades. Tell us how the sausage gets made, please, in a situation like this.
I can tell you from my own experience, and I'm very reluctant to get in the middle of anything that doesn't involve me, but I will tell you this. Super Bowl 52, right around there when we were in Minneapolis, there were broadcasts that were done from the site of the Super Bowl, and the show This Is Us. Remember the popular NBC
show? Yeah, that was based in Pittsburgh too. Yep.
They were doing the digital version of the broadcast show, and I think for the broadcast show, they used a clip from Dan Patrick's show. For the digital version, for whatever reason, they needed to use a clip from my show. Mm-hmm. And it's NBC. I figured they don't have to ask.
Yep.
They were very thorough about communicating and asking and are you okay with this and do we have your permission to use it? So my own experience is when my own network is using content that NBC owns, they bend over backwards to make sure that it's okay.
Wow.
So draw whichever conclusions you may from that.
And we will. Mike, hope everybody you know down in West Virginia is doing okay, and we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
See you, pal.
There you go. Mike Florio.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.